Hey, Master Souls. Welcome to your untraining course on visibility. Now, visibility is one of those things that for energy workers can be a little bit difficult for many reasons. One of them is actually written into our DNA. You know, you think about the witch hunts, you go back and as woo-woo as I want to say, we have generational DNA embedded into our system that tells us that it is unsafe to be visible, that we will be persecuted, misunderstood, killed, right? If we go out and actually expose ourselves for the energy workers that we are, for the magicians that we are, whatever it is, we've got this fear built into our knowingness that has been a societal pattern for hundreds of years, really, truly, since time began. The misunderstood or the folks who are a little bit different are the ones that are most afraid of being visible. Now, that said, even if we discount that, I want to talk about visibility in one other way, right? When we talk about our business, we think of visibility as standing up on the mountain and shouting, I am for sale, or my widget is for sale, or whatever it is. So we also have this other relationship with visibility that tells us that if we're visible and out selling our product, our widget, our service, ourselves in the world, that we will be slimy, smarmy salespeople that we already don't like to be around. And that is a whole nother issue where we're afraid we won't be liked because we're just out selling things all of the time, that we will turn people off, we will turn ourselves off. So when we talk about visibility, you know, we've got a couple of different things coming into our system. Not to mention the fact that many of us have been told when you're little to, you know, be quiet, be polite, you know, speak when spoken to, all of these other pressures that we got from our family or from our teachers, or, you know, not in a bad, malicious way, but there are many other ways that we have been taught not to stand out in the crowd. And that's all well and good. So visibility in and of itself is almost as loaded of a topic as money, which is insane because visibility is also about just showing up and being in your heart. So let's start shifting some of these things around what it means to be visible in the world. And I'm going to address the easiest first, which is the idea that you need to be out in the world selling. If you are a business person, that everything that you talk about has to be a sales pitch or something along the lines of your brand or your image or what it is you're bringing in. It has to be profound and it has to be awesome. None of that is actually true because we are living in a different age of marketing. We are living in a different era of what it means to be authentic in the world and also what it means to do business in the world right now. You know, I tell people this a lot because I have a very long background of business development and marketing. And in fact, it's what I've done since I started working just out of college, is some form of marketing or business development over and over and over again. And as an entrepreneur, that's also been part of my job. So what I know to be true about marketing is not what most people think of when they think of marketing. See, the core of marketing is actually the thing that helps you build the relationship with people. People do business with others who they know, like, and trust, not with the person who shouts the loudest or has the best sales pitch. They do business with people that they can connect to on a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul, mind-to-mind basis, where they know that somewhere within their system, you have something that they need and they want because they like you and they know you. the core of marketing is to provide opportunities to create that relationship, to create that bond with people. It's not about the sales pitch. It's not about the niche, right? It's not about your message, and it's not about like being properly branded. Marketing at its very core is about creating a relationship with others so that you are in a place of know, like, and trust. So if we look at marketing that way, instead of looking at it like advertising, which is shouting out a message to a particular market, and we separate the marketing from the sales, which is asking for compensation for whatever it is you're offering, and we focus on the purity of what marketing really is, then visibility becomes really easy, because it's not about any of those things that you're being taught that marketing is. Marketing isn't a great big giant umbrella that includes the shouting and the selling. It is about creating the relationship, and you being visible in the world should include nothing other than things that create that heart-to-heart relationship. You are not a smarmy salesperson out in the car lot saying, come buy this car because I will give you a deal. No, you are out trying to connect with other souls and create real transformation on this planet. And when you come from a place of genuine love, of genuine conversation, of a genuine desire to create that relationship, then and only then are you doing marketing and visibility in the purest, most beautiful sense. When you are offering something because you really want to give it to people. When you are so in touch with who you are, or when you are honest about the search for who you are, that is the new level of what marketing really is. And it is what the world is craving. We are craving connection right now. And so, yes, it goes back to those first couple of videos where it's about connecting and it's about creating your community. That's what marketing is, and that's what visibility does for you. It doesn't set you up as a shouter on the mountain, come buy my shit. It sets you up to create relationships with others so that when you do have something to offer, people are there loving on you and wanting to share it or wanting to partake in it or wanting to support you in some way. So, with that said, you know, we can address the generational issues with respect to being visible and how unsafe it is. That it's old. And so every time, you know, and even what we've been taught in society, all of that is old programming. And so let's talk about the loophole there, because we talk a lot about, you know, what is that loophole? Why does this make me feel unsafe? And is that true? And keep asking yourself, why does this make me feel unsafe? And is that true? And then I want you to go back to your master soul process. And if there is something that really scares you with respect to visibility, then we have a two-prong approach, right? It may be more prongs than that. Why does this scare me, right? And is that true? And also, is there a different way for me to be visible? The ways that I am visible are different from the ways my friends are visible or other people are visible. Some people love to do live stream videos. I am a writer, so I like to write to be visible. Others are, you know, want to be in person, face to face, going to networking events, doing that kind of visibility. Some people like to be up on stage. Some people like to be on the radio, on TV. There's all kinds of different ways to be visible. My most favorite way of being visible is having coffee with one person. So look at it and say, okay, why is this making me scared, right? And is it true? If I change the way I am approaching this, does it feel safer? And we can do that. And then sit down with your master soul process and dive into one aspect of being visible, right? go in and, you know, do your foundational work of researching different ways of being visible, different networking groups, different ways of doing live stream, different ways of, you know, different podcasts that you could be interviewed on, starting a podcast, starting a Facebook group, writing a Facebook post or an email. Start doing your foundational work on the types of visibility that feel safe and true for you. Make a ritual. Make a safety ritual that says, I am safe and well received when I am visible. And when I am visible, I create relationships. Create a ritual around that. And then as we go into, you know, your manifesting, it's beautiful because you can manifest a safety around you in your visibility. Like, I am going to manifest the perfect podcast interview that feels so related, relational and so connected that my fear will go away. Or create a space where as I send this note out into the world, it will be received by exactly the right people and I will receive back support and input, right? Create a manifest the feeling that you want to feel or the response that you want to receive from your visibility, right? And make it something that doesn't feel scary, but feels like something that would really feel great to receive in response to your visibility. And then connect, really connect with, you know, that idea of, you know, does this feel real? How do I want to connect? How do I want to be perceived in the world? And what would feel really good for me to just open up and share? So that is the first class on visibility. And for me, this is sort of a cornerstone of who you are in your business. And it goes back to being able to create your community. In order to create your community, you have to be visible to it. In order to continue the relationship with your community, like we talked about in the second untraining class, you have to maintain the visibility. You have to be in front of them, having the dialogue, maintaining the connection, and growing the connection, because that's the most important part of your business. Remember, marketing as a core is a tool for you to create a deeper relationship with others. And so visibility is the only way for you to stay in connection and grow those relationships so that your business can tag along with it. So I love you all. I hope there's something that you received from this video, and I look forward to discussing it with you in the group. Blessings.